I remember very clearly a number of years ago when the restoration of the Michigan Central Station was brought up, and we had Ford Motor Company Executive Chair Bill Ford on sharing his vision for a 30-acre world-class center of innovation in Southeast Michigan that would work to do a lot of things, including solving some of society's biggest challenges to make people's lives better. None of us knew what was ahead of us. And I can safely say now that we do know about this restoration of Michigan Central, it is about the future, a symbol of opportunity and progress. And its reopening is a celebration of possibilities, unlike anything any of us have gone through, and we're all looking forward to it. There's lots planned. And the driving force behind this, not just Bill Ford, but his lovely wife, Lisa Ford, who is the chair of the Michigan Central Station Children's Endowment Campaign. Lisa, always a pleasure to speak with you and to get you on the air with us as well.
Thank you, Paul W. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you and another friend, Andrew Stein, who is the president and CEO of the Children's Foundation, who works hand-in-hand with us for the Paul W. Smith Golf Classic for the last few years. Andrew, nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Lisa, I want you to tell us about the launching of this $10 million endowment campaign to foster brighter futures for Detroit's youth.
Well, you said it really well about the Michigan Central's proposition is really all about the future. And when we decided or trying to decide what kind of celebration we were going to have for the opening, it became very apparent to a number of people that we needed to celebrate children. And if we could find a way to make an impact on Detroit's youth, then we would do it. And that's what this campaign is all about.
And you are there to help, Andrew, because you've got a lot of experience in doing this sort of thing. Tell me a little bit about how you see the Children's Foundation's involvement.
Yeah, well, we were approached by Bill and Lisa and Mary Culler and Doug Farrick and a group who had been talking about this idea for some time. We got approached late last year and just loved the concept of creating endowment for youth serving organizations in our community. You know, that train station is going to be here forever in the state that it is in, and it is an anchor in our community, just like organizations that serve tens of thousands of kids every day. And so this campaign is all about helping 10 youth serving organizations in the Detroit area create or grow a permanent endowment. So this is a way to provide capital for these organizations that will be here forever and allow them to exist and serve kids in the community as long as that train station is here.
You know, I wasn't so smart 20, 21 years ago when we started the Paul W. Smith Golf Classic, because we've raised about $8.8 million net dollars, but it doesn't seem as significant when you give the money away each year. It seems much more significant when you can say you're going to have a $10 million campaign to establish the permanent endowment so that the money lasts forever. And there's a great article in today's Detroit News, Daniel Howes writing about it. It's on the front page, in fact, of the newspaper about the Michigan Central Station Children's Endowment Campaign that we can all participate in. And I think going to yourchildrensfoundation.org is one good place to start. Would that be right, Andrew?
That's right.
Yourchildrensfoundation.org. And it's a very interesting process. And I know, Lisa, in our conversations, you wanted it to be extra special. And it is special because what you're doing is you're giving seed money so that these various charities that you'll pick out, 10 of them, have an opportunity to raise money on their own. And there is a goal. If they raise right. The amount of money they should or need to, then you're going to give them more money.
Exactly. There'll be matching funds available for them. And the process, the journey that they're going to go through to learn what endowment really means to their organization and then to raise funds with their donors for endowment is a journey that they'll take together. These 10 organizations will be a cohort, and they'll have drop-in space at Michigan Central, either at New Lab or actually in the train station. They'll have the ability to mingle with other startups and businesses that are, you know, raising funds as well. It's all about collaboration and inclusivity and really being entrepreneurial. It's, you know, Andrew's always said the endowment is an old tool, just like the station is an old building, but we're trying to use it for in a new way for the future and sort of as a catalyst for these organizations that really have never had the time nor the staffing or the ability to really raise endowment. So it's an exciting change.
Well, it is an exciting change, and it's an exciting way to do things. And I think Andrew Stein, president and CEO of Children's Foundation, I know that this gets your thumbs up and your blessing, but this hasn't been done as often as one might think, I don't believe. A lot of times people just give money and feel that they've given money to the cause and that would be it. This is kind of a different way of doing it.
Well, you know, Paul, to what you said earlier, the annual funding that your golf classic provides every year, organizations need that, right? They need annual funds.
Right.
What we're saying with this campaign is, you know, we want to help organizations have a mix of capital that allows them to be here serving children for generations to come. And endowment's a part of that. And, you know, endowments, to Lisa's point, have been around for hundreds of years. They're the lifeblood of large institutions, hospitals, universities, museums. But rarely, if ever, especially in Detroit, do we think about endowment for community-based youth-serving organizations. And, you know, this is an opportunity to help 10 organizations establish something at a really meaningful level, because it's hard to build up an endowment over 20 years, right? But here's an infusion of capital that gets their endowment to a $1.5 million amount, which will immediately start to produce $70,000 in unrestricted revenue that these organizations can use.
And we can all be a part of it. Go to yourchildrensfoundation.org. And on behalf of Kim and I would like to thank you, because you and Bill called us and asked Kim and I to serve on your campaign cabinet. And we're thrilled to be able to help out in any way that we can.
Thank you. We really, really appreciate it.
Well, it's something that we can all get behind. And that's why I give that address, yourchildrensfoundation.org. Join us as we look toward the future of Detroit's youth, and you can be a part of something very spectacular. Lisa Ford, the chair of the Michigan Central Station Children's Endowment Campaign, and Andrew Stein, president and CEO, Children's Foundation, as we continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith.